Carmaker Subaru opened its new U.S. headquarters in Camden today. The company moved from just down the road in Cherry Hill, thanks to a generous tax break from New Jersey. While officials are hailing it as a new day in Camden, critics call the move corporate welfare that will not benefit city residents. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
The new headquarters is just a five-minute drive from Philadelphia. It's on a redeveloped lot across the street from Campbell's Soup, which has been in Camden nearly 150 years. Now it's Subaru's turn to plant its flag in the distressed city that boosters say is experiencing a once-in-a-generation renaissance. The new mayor, Frank Moran, says when companies like Subaru come to Camden, they provide a lifeline to residents looking for jobs.
As someone who grew up in this city, I will tell you my residents are committed. They have dreams and the ability to succeed. What they need is opportunity, and that is what Subaru is offering here today.
Subaru of America President Tom Dahl says the new headquarters will bring together more than 500 full-time employees and create 100 new jobs. Dahl says Subaru has expanded so much in recent years that it was spread across four different South Jersey locations.
And as a result, we're losing a little bit of the connection that got us to the success that we've enjoyed. So we really needed to bring everybody together as we've grown.
The story of Subaru's move to Camden really dates back to 2013, when New Jersey passed a bill greatly expanding the state's tax break program for businesses. The Japanese car company was one of the beneficiaries, getting a $118 million tax break to move 5 miles down Route 70 to Camden. It's one of 30 companies that have gotten tax breaks to either move to or stay in Camden and create new jobs. Opponents say the program is corporate welfare gone wild. Sheila Reinertsen is a senior policy analyst with the left-leaning think tank New Jersey Policy Perspective. She says the state is giving up all of this tax revenue without seeing much of a benefit.
By almost all metrics, New Jersey's economy is still lagging behind its neighbors and the rest of the country. So we really feel strongly that there should be reforms to the program.
Reinertsen says the state should consider capping how much it gives out in tax breaks or stop giving out subsidies for relocating existing jobs. Critics say the loss of tax revenue will mean taxpaying residents will have to pick up the slack. Kelly Francis is president of the Camden City Taxpayers Association and a past president of the city's branch of the NAACP.
We're using our resources, our roads, our water and sewer, our fire and police personnel have to provide services. And it's costing us a lot.
But supporters say tax breaks have been a critical part of Camden's revival, luring companies that would have otherwise set up shop elsewhere. Companies like Holtec, the Philadelphia 76ers, and New Jersey American Water. Subaru President Tom Dahl says there's no doubt the state's gamble on these companies will pay dividends for Camden.
Remember, people said the same thing when we moved into Cherry Hill. A number of 32 years ago. When we moved into Cherry, there was nothing around us. We had a burned-out racetrack across the way. We had no-tell motels along that Route 70 corridor. And now look at it, right, 30 years later.
With Camden, he predicts that revitalization will happen much, much faster. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.